Reverse symbol transitions from scratch without third-party plugins. Advanced. Talk Ableton only. All right, let's build reverse symbol transitions that actually feel like modern drum and bass. Tight, controlled, and aimed like a weapon at the drop transient. No third-party plugins. And if you don't want to use samples, we'll literally synthesize the symbol, print it to audio, and reverse it like a grown-up. Here's the core mindset for DDNB. The reverse symbol is not a cool whoosh. It's a timing device. It tells the listener, impact is about to happen, and the end of the reverse is the arrival point. If the end is even a few milliseconds late, the drop feels soft. If it's early, you lose tension. So we're going to treat the end of the reverse like it's part of the kick and snare. We'll build three versions. A classic reverse crash that's clean and punchy. A Reese-friendly reverse that ducks and stays out of the bass and snare. And a dark jungle reverse that's gritty, short, and aggressive. Step 1. Get a cymbal source you can reverse. Option 1 is the fast lane. Drag a crash or ride into an audio track. Pick something clean with a tail, somewhere between half a second and 2 seconds. In DDNB, a huge 10-second tail is basically a crime unless you're doing some cinematic intro thing. Option 2 is fully from scratch, and it's surprisingly usable. Create a MIDI track, load operator. We're going to rely on noise, not a pitched oscillator. Turn oscillator a down. Basically off. Enable noise, set it to white noise, and set the level around minus 10 to minus 6 dB. Turn on operator's filter high pass, 12 dB slope, somewhere around 3 to 6 kHz. Add a little resonance, like 10 to 20%, just enough to give it a bit of edge. Then shape the amplitude envelope, attack at 0, decay about 1.5 seconds, sustain all the way down, release around 0.2 seconds. That's your hit and tail. Now add saturator after operator. Analog clip mode. Drive maybe 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. This makes the noise read like a cymbal instead of a polite hiss. And now the important workflow move. Freeze and flatten. Right click the track, freeze, then flatten. That turns your synth cymbal into audio, which means reversing is clean and predictable. Next, reverse it properly, with no clicks and with tight timing. Select the cymbal hit and its tail, then consolidate it. Command or Control J. The reason we consolidate is simple. We want one clip that behaves like one object. Then open clip view and hit reverse. Now do your fades. This is not optional. If you don't fade the start of a reversed cymbal, you'll get a click, and it'll sound amateur even if everything else is perfect. Show fades if you don't see them, then add a fade in around 5 to 20 milliseconds. Fade out can be 5 to 50 milliseconds depending on how abruptly you want it to stop. Now place it in the arrangement with DNB logic. The end of your reversed clip should land exactly on the drop moment, like bar 17, beat 1, if that's your drop. Put the end there, then trim the start to get your length. Typical lengths, quarter bar, half bar, 1 bar, or 2 bars. 2 bars can work, but in DNB it easily becomes that biggie DDM vacuum thing, so keep it intentional. Quick advanced coaching note. Don't just trust the grid. Zoom in and nudge the end by a few milliseconds if needed. The perceived arrival is about transient alignment, not it's on 17.1.1 technically. If your kick and snare transient feels smaller when the reverse ends, it's probably landing slightly late or the reverse is too loud right at the end. Now, warping strategy. This is where a lot of reverses get ruined. If you need it locked to tempo, turn warp on. Then choose the right mode for tight. Controlled reverses, especially in rollers, use beats mode. Preserve set to transient. Envelope around 10 to 30. That keeps the ramp crisp instead of smeary. If beats gives you fluttering or choppy artifacts, switch to Complex Pro. Performance at 0. Envelope around the default, like 128. Complex Pro is smoother, but it can smear. So the rule is, if you hear flutter, go Complex Pro. If it feels too washed, go back to beats. Now we build the stock FX chains. Make an audio effect rock on the reverse cymbal track, and name it something like REVCYM Transitions. We're going to create 3 chains inside that rack. Chain 1. Classic reverse crash. Clean plus punchy. First, EQ 8. High pass. Steep. 24 dB per octave. Start around 250 to 500 Hz. This is DNB. We do not need low mid reverse energy stepping on the snare body or the bass harmonics. If it's harsh, do a gentle dip around 7 to 10 kHz. Maybe 2 to 4 dB, hue around 1.5, then drum bus. This is for density and bite, not for boom. Drive around 5 to 15%, crunch 5 to 20%. Turn boom off, usually. If it's too bright, use damp around 10 to 30%. Then utility, widen it a bit, like 120 to 160%, and level it so it's felt but not dominating. A good target is peaking somewhere around minus 12 to minus 6 dB, depending on how dense your mix is. Arrangement tip for this chain: half bar reverses are perfect for tight two-step into a drop. One bar reverses are great to announce a new 16 bar phrase. Chain 2, Reese Friendly Reverse. This is the Don't Mess Up My Sub and Reese Clarity chain. Start with EQ 8 again. High pass 24 dB somewhere between 400 and 800 Hz. Yes, that high. We're making space. If the top is too fizzy and it's fighting your hats, add a low pass at 14 to 16 kHz with a gentle slope. Then compressor with sidechain. Turn sidechain on. Feed it from your kick and snare bus or your drum group. Ratio 4:1. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 160 milliseconds, and at 174 to 178 BPM, you'll usually lean a bit faster. Set the threshold so you get 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on peaks. The point is, the reverse swells, but it politely gets out of the way right where the punch lives. Then auto-filter. High pass 12 or 24 dB. Map the frequency to a macro, because you'll automate this constantly. A classic move is to open the high pass from around 1 kHz up to 8 to 12 kHz over the ramp, so it feels like it's revealing right before the drop. Then utility. Turn bass mono on. Set it around 120 to 200 Hz. Even though we already high passed, bass mono helps stability and stops weird stereo behavior from making your drop feel smaller on a mono system. Arrangement move. Place this two bars before the drop, but automate the filter so it only really blooms in the final bar. That way you get tension without masking your groove for two full bars. Chain 3. Dark Jungle Reverse. Green, aggression, short. Start with redux. Downsample around 2 to 6 kHz. Start subtle, because too much becomes novelty. Bit reduction, 0 to 3, maximum. Keep it gritty, not goofy. Then saturator. Wave shaper or analog clip. Dry 5 to 12 dB. Soft clip on. Then EQ 8. High pass hard, 24 dB. Somewhere between 500 and 1000 Hz. Then sweep for any whistling and notch it. If you find an ugly ring, cut 4 to 8 dB. Then reverb, but short and dark. Decay 0.4 to 1.0 seconds. Size 15 to 25. High cut 5 to 8 kHz. Low cut 300 to 600 Hz. Dry wet 8 to 18%. This is not a festival build. This is a dark room that slams. Then gate to tighten the tail. Set the threshold so it closes right before the drop. Return can be 0 to 30 milliseconds. Floor anywhere from minus infinity to minus 20 dB depending on how hard you want it to choke. Arrangement move. Quarter bar reverses before a snare fill or a min chop are insanely effective. And for extra slam, put a micro gap right before the impact. Even a tiny silence can make the arrival feel bigger than turning things up. Now let's make it feel like actual DNB with automation and layering. First, automate gain and filter together. You want the reverse to grow, but not jump in a way that distracts from the groove. A really practical move is to ramp volume from very low, like minus 24 dB or even minus infinity, up to around minus 8 by the end. At the same time, keep the filter more closed early, then open it in the last eighth to quarter bar. That last moment of brightness is what creates urgency. Second, layer the reverse into an impact cymbal. Put a forward crash exactly at the drop. Let the reverse end exactly on the crash transient, or even a hair before if the crash transient is super sharp. And keep that crash short. Trim its tail or gate it. You want the first bar of the drop to feel clean and punchy, not like it's swimming. Third, resample your transitions. This is an advanced workflow move that saves time and makes your edits feel more intentional. Make a new audio track called REV Print. Set its input to resampling. Record your reverse with all automation into one clip. Now it's one audio clip equals one idea. You can chop it, stutter it, reverse the last little piece again. Do jungle style edits, and it all stays consistent. Extra coach notes that will save you from common pain. Think transition bus, not one clip. If you're doing lots of pre-drop effects, route them into a PRE drop effects group. On that group, put safety processing, an EQ 8 high pass and harshness control, a glue compressor barely doing anything, like 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, and a utility for quick gain trims when your arrangement gets dense. Also, use clip gain before device gain. Set a stable baseline with the clip gain so your rack macros and automation can be subtle and repeatable across projects. And avoid the white noise blanket syndrome. If your hats and rides are already busy, your reverse shouldn't be full spectrum fizz. Make it narrower. often upper mids. Low pass a reverse cymbal if you need to. It can still feel like it's pulling you forward if the timing and motion are right. Check mono early. Reverse cymbals love stereo width, but if the drop impact feels smaller in mono, your reverse is probably too wide or too loud right at the end. A fast fix is automating utility width down in the final eighth bar while the volume keeps rising. Now a few advanced variations if you want to get spicy. Try a two-stage inhale. Duplicate the reverse. Layer A is longer, one bar darker, low passed around 10 to 12 kHz and quieter. Layer B is short, last eighth to quarter bar, brighter, and slightly louder. You get tension across the bar, but urgency only at the end. Try a reverse that turns into a choke. In the last 16th to 8th, before impact, automate a gate threshold or push an auto-filter resonance to create a tight choked moment. It creates that psychoacoustic vacuum without actually needing a big silence. Try mid-side motion. Use EQ8 in M/S mode. In the side channel, gradually open a high shelf during the last beats. Keep the mid stable so the center punch stays solid. It feels like it wraps around the listener without smearing the core. And if you want tempo-synced pumping without sidechain, use autopan as a tremolo. Phase to 0 degrees, sine shape, rate 1/8 or 1/16, amount 10-25%. Subtle. It gives rhythmic pull even if you don't want it reacting to the drums. Before we wrap, quick mistake check. If the reverse feels like it's swallowing the drop, it's probably too long, too bright, or too loud right at the end. If your snare feels smaller, sidechain it or band limit it, don't just turn it down. If you hear fluttering, revisit warp mode. If it sounds like EDM, your reverb is probably too big and too bright. Shorten and darken it. Mini practice assignment to lock this in. Make a 32-bar rolling DNB loop with drums, hats, and a reese. At bar 17, build 3 reverses. As a half-bar classic reverse with no reverb. B is a 1-bar reese-friendly reverse with sidechain and filter automation. C is a quarter-bar dark jungle reverse with redux and gate. Resample each one. Label them clearly, and place them at bar 17, bar 25 for a phrase switch, and right before a fill at bar 31.4. This audio version is shortened for playback.